the intent of the grant was to really hit the worst spots of the trail, the sections that were muddy or wet all the time. We wanted to get those spanned, make it so that in all but the worst weather, you could probably do the trail without even rubber boots on. And we think that's been done. The weather got a little cold, and we got dumped on the snow right at the end of the year. But the grant money has been spent, and the worst spots have been hit.
So in those spots, you've gone ahead and placed big, it looks like yellow cedar planks in some places. Some places looks like treated wood.
We used some treated wood on some ground contact areas where we kind of just needed short spans that are going to settle into the mud. The larger spans are actually mostly locally milled spruce and some fir, and those are at least 3 inches thick, so we've got quite a few years before they should start breaking, which is a problem that we had with some of the older boardwalks that we made with local lumber, was that they started rotting eventually and breaking through. They should give us a couple more years than the older ones did.
And then in walking the trail, I noticed there are new trees down, and it looks like a lot of the work involved cutting through some pretty giant trunks to clear those out.
Yeah, this fall we did have some pretty severe blowdowns along that trail, and yeah, clearing out some of those was definitely part of the project. It wasn't intended part of it, but they also helped provide some of the raw materials for doing that. We actually looked at maybe even buying a portable sawmill so we could mill things on site. But really, it would be more cost and time effective just to buy them and have them hauled in.
And is the intent to leave those trees there in place, the ones that are down, the trunks and everything?
There's not a plan to haul them out. We had thought about the possibility of selling them to help defray some of the costs, some of the trail work. But the difficulty that we had in getting some of the material into site, I think, would be the same difficulty to have in getting some of the material out.
And okay.
So no, we're letting things lay as they are.
And part of that is I was really eyeing those giant rounds too. Those are beautiful if you can figure out a way. Are those up for grabs?
Well, you know, it's public land. I guess if they disappear, they disappear.
Well, those are pretty. It is. It's a great trail, and it's. It struck me that it's really accessible. It's great to bring visitors to really easy to get to a place right outside of town or right near downtown and easy access to get into the woods really quickly too.
Yeah, it's what's really neat is the Forest Service is planning their reroute of Raven Trail, which is going to come from the Sandy Beach Park area and not kind of behind the airport as much. It's going to go from Sandy Beach Park to the city area up, and so. With that trail that goes to City Creek and Raven's Trail, we've really got a real hub there for some good recreational experience. It gets you, yeah, like you said, it's close to town and still immediately available to people.
Is there more work to do on that trail, or does this take care of it?
This will take care of the trail for a couple of years. We know that with the increased use it's going to get, just like when we put in the bridge and the trail got hammered more. And now that the trail's dressed up more, there are sections of it that are going to need to be redressed. We purchased a little bit more lumber so that we'll be able to hit those as needed. But we expect in the next 2 or 3 years to have to do a probably similar size project. We're going to have to go in and extend some of those boardwalk plank sections that we did. We had originally planned on doing gravel work, mixed gravel with the plank. But because of Army Corps of Engineers requirements, we basically had to say, nope, we're not going to do that in order to get the permits to get that in place.
You're basically technically filling in wetlands, so putting gravel down?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Huh.
And it seems that as time has gone by, it's become more restrictive. Even since just putting in the Hungry Point Trail, the restrictions have really been kind of ratcheted down.
Cool. So other thoughts about it, the things we missed on it? Or?
No, a thank you to the public that supported the project and the idea. Getting it on maps, that was some good foresight. Definitely a huge thank you to the staff that did it, and of course to the grantors that gave us the money to do it.
What's its official name? Is it the City Creek Trail or Sandy Beach City Creek Trail?
Yeah, the official name is probably not quite decided yet.
Okay,
put it that way.
That might
in
be
the past for naming, we've started off with the Park Connect Board and they had the City Council make the final decision on that, and we'll probably do that again. I know some people have called it the Eagle Scout Trail, and some people called it Frederick Point Trail, and I just keep referring it to Sandy Beach to City Creek.
Could be a future dedication, maybe.
It could very well be.
Okay.